Hello and welcome to the Bangers List podcast. You're here with Joel and Jules again. So, mate.
We're here again.
Yeah.
It's been about 15 minutes since we recorded the last one, but for everybody else, it's going to seem a lot longer because I don't know the frequency we're going to release these in, but it's not going to be every 5 minutes. We're not just going to put them all out in one night.
As much as people would obviously like us to. So anyway, today we wanted to look at the river, right?
Yeah, we're actually doing this one out of order because I had no notes for the last one or the first one we did. And Joel had all these notes and I was super underprepared. And then we were going to do a song called Stitch by Wage War. But Joel doesn't know the song, so he knows River. So we're going to do the River. Just throwing you under the bus there casually.
Yep, that's it. Look, this one's by, as you said, Wage War. Pretty decent metal act from whereabouts?
Ocala in Florida. Also the home of A Day to Remember.
And if you are a long-term metal fan, you may remember them and their awful vocalist who you can't help but love. Anyway, back to Wage War.
We'll get into that another time.
Yeah, we'll jump into a quick sample now of The River and we'll go from there. All right, so what do you think about that song, man?
Well, that's just the first 30 seconds. I think it starts off really strong, like really heavy, comes in with it's sort of a breakdown.
Before we pick apart the song, actually, let's talk about our credentials. Like, why do we get to just talk shit about music that we're sharing with people, right? Besides the love of sharing music and the love of metal.
Because we're fuckwits that have access to the internet and a microphone.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've been playing guitar casual as fuck, really, since I was like 12, so yeah. I like to think I know a little bit about it. And you've been playing drums, like we said in the last pod.
You're pretty good. Give yourself something.
Thanks, man. I can almost sweep pick. So, and you've been playing drums for, like we said in the last pod,
14 to 15 years. A lot of it was casual as well. Casual. I've been in a band before, but I've been in a couple of bands. Nothing serious, though.
Yeah, so we've played together here and there and fucked around, so now here we are to judge other people.
That's right. Just jamming sharks in your mouth. In my living room when we were 21.
That's right. Those are the days.
Those are our credentials. Being able to play that song from start to finish.
Good stuff. Yeah. So, The River, mate. Tell us about it.
It's a song by a band called Wage War, like we said. It's from their record, Blueprints. I always get the two confused. They've got two records out at the moment. It's from their debut EP, LP. It's a good stumble. Called Blueprints. It's heavy as fuck. It's probably one of the heaviest songs on the record. But it's very stylistically the same as the record. They've got a couple of songs on there that are a bit lighter because they actually have a clean vocalist as well. But the song itself is quite aggressive. It's in a... What tuning is it in?
So it is low and I thought it was going to be another A or a B, drop B or A.
We looked it up about 10 minutes ago.
It's fucking... Apparently it's in drop G, which is either you've gone all the way down or you're going to go up because, standard is E. And if you go up a couple of steps, you got F, then G. So I don't think they've gone up steps. I think they've just gone down. And it's it's a long way to go. And, usually if you, like we said, get your guitar that low, it'll sound like a fart. But this, it sounds good, I think.
It does.
It's pretty...
As far as the guitars are concerned, I'm not super sure on that one. But it does sound good. The drums on that, the whole record itself, really good quality recording. I really like it. It's got a nice... It has that sort of nice rounded sound. Not like recent A Day to Remember rounded where it's sort of almost soft rounded, but it's got that nice sort of bass heavy kind of sound that's, I think, not everyone's cup of tea, but it's definitely, for me, it's a lot more approachable.
Yeah, so all their mixing, obviously, is done well, which it fucking should be, but it fills the whole sound sphere, I guess. If you listen to it in your car, it fills the whole space nice without anything overpowering.
Oh, absolutely.
The vocals aren't drowned out by your twangy fucking guitar strings. The drums aren't overpowering everything. It's all, it does real good for the space it's given.
It's probably lacking in treble a little bit, in my opinion, but that's just because of what it is.
It's in fucking G, so.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying
all those
I'm
strings
saying,
are going to be pretty low. And
well, exactly right.
Your
I'm
treble strings will be way lower.
Just, talking over each other. We're still learning this. What is it? It was 2015. I'm just... super prepared as usual.
You've got your notes.
I got Wikipedia. Let's go. It was on Fearless Records, November 27, 2015, which is a while ago now.
So this is another one of those songs that doesn't really fit the list. It needs to be a new song. It's new enough. Anyway, we're going to break this rule over and over.
Absolutely. Well, it's one that we came across. I actually, this wasn't the first song I heard by those guys. The one we're going to do later on in this list called Stitch was the first one I heard by them. My friend recommended to me. He's more into the kind of screechier, like beatdown style hardcore, not literally the heavier metalcore.
Is
shit.
That pushing into Pig Squeals? Because I draw my line before
Like, I think like O Sleeper or okay, like early Under Oath. That's sort fine. Of that scratchier kind of,
yep.
You know, that kind of stuff. But as far as like the structure of the song's concerned, it definitely has. And it's got breakdowns. It definitely has breakdowns. That's something we always talk about. Like
important. That's very important. How many breakdowns does this song have?
quite a few, actually.
You haven't counted, have you?
Prepared as always. Let me think. Well, that's the thing. Like we talked about last episode, there are parts where it's chugging, but you know you'll have like a chug sack, like a chug pattern, and then he'll the guitar has to do like a little lick or like just a riff, and yeah. Then go back to the chug pattern again.
So if you are a fan of breakdowns, there's enough in this song to tide you over.
Oh, absolutely, massively. And yeah.
Cleans in this song?
No cleans.
That's what I thought. So it's gone for another song with no cleans. There will be songs with cleans in it. You know, if you can hang out for that, awesome.
If you can't, anyway,
so
that sucks for you.
You want to move on to the lyrics about this song? Because
is such a bee in your bonnet.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick about them. Anyway, you go first because like you can break down a bit better. What are the lyrics about? What are they singing about here?
Well, lyrically, the song, as the Britton Bond, the lead singer, always introduces it as, this song is, every metalcore vocalist does this, but, this is if you've ever been fucking betrayed by someone you love. So it's definitely, in my opinion, it's definitely a scorned lover song. There are lyrics in there like, don't pretend like we can recover when you chose the lust of another, which sort of says to me it's not so much like a friend that's fucked him over. It's more like his girlfriend or his partner or someone that he knows has had this happen to them. So someone's been fucked over in a romantic situation. And this is like a very, very angry, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, you fucked me up. I'm not necessarily going to like put you in the boot of my car and kill you, but this is like just aggressive.
This is how I'm going to vent. Yeah. And look, it is all those things, but what I want to touch on is this lyric. It's hard to write songs in the first place, so I'm not going to take that away from them. But the lyric goes, I certainly didn't try so hard.
You got it wrong from the start. It's, where did I go wrong? I know I wasn't perfect, but I certainly tried so hard.
Yeah.
And so, it's that second part that you have such a beef with as well.
It doesn't... I feel like he could have done better there, and it almost makes me fucking cringe myself so hard to break a rib. But other than that, like this song...
What's your issue with it? Like, it just doesn't... It goes along with everything he's saying.
He's like, I certainly tried so hard. It just doesn't quite fucking fit.
Is it the phonetic pronunciation of the syllables?
So. Yes, and it's like the one lapse in the song. And I feel like if maybe they knocked that song out in 20 minutes, and this is awesome, let's do it. But I think with a bit more time, he could have got better lyrics. I don't want to talk shit. It actually line. Is a great song.
No. Like, you need to have your opinion. It does amuse me that you love the song, but you just hate that one bit so much.
Yeah, to the point I almost can't. I'm like, fuck this shit again.
He's gonna turn it when you're in the car. You just like mute it for a second.
Yeah, put it back on. Mar it.
I don't know. Like when I first you listen to the heavy music long enough, you can understand generally unclean vocals. Like I still have to look up a few lines here and there and go, no idea what the fuck they're saying sometimes, but. This guy's vocals, like Britton Bond's vocal style, you can definitely understand what he's saying for the better part. So when I first heard it, as like a seasoned metalcore vocalist, not even a metalcore vocalist, metalcore listener, you can understand it. And it flows well, in my opinion. Like, it's very angry, but he does... Like, he's not using super complex rhyming structures. He's not trying to pile in a shitload of syllables.
And
which
he's
is,
not being profound or anything, I guess.
No. This is a song that's just... I'm angry, and here's a creative outlet and a creative description, I guess, of my anger. One of the things that pisses me off is you'll have an unclean vocalist that will, in the studio, they'll fucking really slam a lot of syllables and a lot of lines into a short period of time, and that makes it really untenable to do live.
Have you seen these guys live? Have you watched them live?
I have not seen them live. They actually came. They played in Canberra here.
We're from Canberra.
Yeah, we're from
Australia.
Canberra.
Represent.
They played here 2 days after I heard the first. Like I heard Stitch by them.
Oh, I missed them.
And I was just like, oh, that's fucking sick. Yeah. And then my friend was like, hey, do you want to come see them? And I was like, yeah, no worries. And then he got back to me. He's like, oh shit, they played yesterday. And they played at the basement as well.
Oh, that's our only venue, yeah.
Like, I was living just around the corner from that venue as well at the time. I was so close to it. So, no, I haven't seen them live, but I have seen a fair bit of their stuff live.
Through YouTube and whatever.
Yeah, through YouTube. Yeah. Like, they're not one of those bands that has huge amounts of live stuff that's good quality, because I'm sort of a bit of a elitist when it comes to watching live stuff. I don't like watching... Like, even some guy that's got a really high quality...
If it's on a phone at all,
yeah,
I'm not watching it.
Unless it's like Jeremy McKinnon from Dad Remember trying to fight the security guards at a gig they did like 10 years ago.
Okay.
They've got it on a mobile phone. But I'm not interested in watching it.
But otherwise, it has to be like professionally done video and audio.
Yeah, because you want to at least hear the mix that was played for the crowd.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to... That, you know, I've heard some bands will actually get like a live recording, but then they'll go and mix it for like video. And I don't think I agree with that, because
it's cheating.
Yeah, it's absolutely cheating. Like, just run the mix that ran through the house. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So do you think, in saying all that they are as good live as they are on their records, or is there a bit of discrepancy there?
Everything I've heard would indicate that they are every bit as good as advertised. There are a couple of, being a drummer, I'm into that sort of stuff, but there's a couple of drum cams of their drummer whose name escapes me at the moment. His name is...
But if you have seen this Stephen band live, Klusner. Please let us know. Sorry, his name was...
Stephen Klusner, his name. You watch him play and you think, all right, how the fuck does he still have a China symbol, because he belts the shit out of it.
That's what you do with China symbols, right? So they're the inverted symbol. Am I right?
It looks like a wave.
Yeah.
If you were looking at a cross section, I would have taken a wave.
It gives you that like real high crash sound, and you just belt the shit out of them.
That's how breakdowns work. Yeah. Just hit a China and win.
That's it.
We hit the China. So yeah, like, I've watched a few videos of him to finish that point. He's just tight. He's really fucking tight. And he doesn't present his drums in a crazy way. He's definitely technical, but just in like a really heavy kind of metalcore way. He's not doing crazy fills all the time. He doesn't have like 1,000 effect cymbals. He's just really upfront about the way he plays. And I think that's something that really contributes to the song.
Yeah, so in all live performances, though, it is known the drummer does, you know, keep the rhythm and they carry the song. And this guy might even carry the sound of the band, by your opinions then.
I definitely think that the two guitarists have a lot to do with it as well. There's one of them whose name is Cody Quinstad.
From the Notes.
Yeah. He's the clean vocalist as well. I think he writes a lot of the stuff. I'm not sure, but the way him and the other guitarists work together, I think, is really good. They have a lot of open top string. So if you're not a fan of that, you're not going to like this song.
But if you hear, chances are you are a fan of that kind of thing,
yep. Yeah. I don't know. I just like the way they write. You look at them and go, yeah, you guys aren't just doing like open top string and then power chords for the win. Do you know what I mean? Which there is actually a few songs on this list that are absolutely fall into that category.
And look, I haven't listened to the band as much as you have, but is there any songs you think, if they like this one, it's worth listening to? Any honorable mentions?
Well, before we get into that, I was just going to say, like, can you think of anything aside from those lyrics that you don't like? Be critical of the song. You know, like, we explain like why the song's good, but what about it do you not like as well?
Like I said, just that one phonetic fuck up that I don't enjoy.
Yeah, you go.
Other than that, it is quite solid. It doesn't drag on too much either. I think it only goes for 4 minutes.
Please, it's about 4 minutes. Yeah.
And that's probably about, personally, 4 minutes, unless it's a fucking absolute masterpiece, 4 minutes is good. And you're going to check the time on your notes, are you?
No, you know
he's
what?
Not prepared.
I'm not prepared at all. What, you want me to... I can't even talk right now. I'm so angry with you.
You need to remember the exact timing of songs. Oh, shit, mate.
No, it's 3:48.
Oh, yeah. Bang, I was right. You didn't even need to look. So 4 minutes. Anyway, it's banged on about spot. The time. Too long now.
This podcast is going to be 90% of us just...
shit talking.
Yeah, that's right. I like Wage War and I like their music, but there has always been something in the back of my mind with bands that even the bands that I like that you're using too much opens, like too much open top strings.
It'll burn you out. This thing, okay?
No, not at all. I don't think this song will burn people out, but it's something I'm always aware of. So, like, you know, these guys do it a fair bit in this song.
It is one of the hallmarks of the style, though, that you're going to have, just as you call them, chugs, open string, just belting the shit out of it. That's a massive part of it, I think. And so I guess after you listen to enough of it, it will start to give you the shit. So.
But I think it's how they use it as well. And these guys are pretty creative with the way they use it. They're not redefining anything, but they've definitely, like, made their own style and sort of said, hey, like, this is Wage War.
Gotcha.
You know, that would be my criticism of it.
That's all right.
Um, Yeah.
Shall we move on to a bit of a contentious point and give it a rating out of 10? How many bangs out of 10?
Bangs out of 10.
You want to go first or do you want me to go first?
No, you went first last time and then I just chat all over you, so you can do it to me now.
Yeah.
I would give this... I'm going to say 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
Well, shit, well, it's basically the same as last episode because I'm going to turn around and give it a 6. And it's funny, like, I do actually really enjoy it, but yeah, if you fuck up once, mate, that's it, gone.
It's kind of how it is with fans these days. Like, you've got such a low threshold.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, we praise some bands for evolving, and other bands we will say, these guys have changed so much and it's awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to have fans.
That's
not... make them all happy. Like...
you can't make anybody happy. Exactly.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Just going to keep coming back to that point. That's going to be the Easter egg for each video. When did Julian shit on Amity? Unnecessarily.
Yeah, I like it. Anything else you want to say about this song or this band?
I don't... Blah, blah. I can't even talk. It's because I'm so sick at the moment. I've fucking just gotten over bronchitis, so it's just affected my brain. It's like about this time every day, it heats up and boils, so I just can't talk properly.
You're saying your voice isn't always this gravelly, when in fact it is.
In fact it is, yeah.
So if you don't like it now, it's not going to grow.
Get off this bus. Honourable mentions from these guys. I would definitely say from this record, this song, The River, but they did one called Youngblood as well, which without getting too deep into it, is a very, very emotional song. The video clip for it's quite sad as well. It was about... I don't know if it was about directly, but it was influenced by this kid that the clean vocalist and lead guitarist knew when he worked at a guitar store. And like this kid was a bit younger than him and he always came to the shows and so on and so forth. And tragically, the kid ended up committing suicide. So the song Youngblood was written sort of about him and about suicide in general. So it's him sort of... like the lyricist is directly speaking to this person that's done that. And there's a lot of heart in it. It's quite intense listen, like I said, but definitely a standout from those guys. You know, like a really, really good, solid song through and through. But it's like listening to Snuff by Slipknot. Like, you can't do it every day.
Gotcha.
You know, there's a certain amount of emotional involvement that you have to have.
Yeah, and we should touch more on some videos in the future.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Aside from that, if you have any questions you want to ask us or anything you want us to talk about, or to touch on it all, like, let us know on Twitter or anywhere else you contact us.
At the Bangers List.
At the Bangers. I hope that's what it is. I haven't checked.
Haven't actually made the Twitter account yet.
Yeah, but I'll release links to all the pods on the Twitter.
Check the link in the description. Make sure you smash that subscribe button.
Don't do that.
That's what all the YouTubers do, right?
Yeah.
Hit that bell.
Hit that bell.
This is cringe compilation now.
We should say, yeah, hit that China.
I think that's what the man's going to pay. All right. Okay, well, thank you for listening.
And we'll see you probably next week.
Yeah.
Take it easy. Thanks, guys. Bye.